The priest at the center of the sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston faced his accuser in court today. A now 27-year-old man accuses defrocked priest Paul Shanley of repeatedly raping him when he was a boy in the 1980s. NPR's Tovia Smith is with us now from the courthouse in Cambridge, Massachusetts. First, a warning to our listeners. This case involves some very graphic descriptions. Tovia, today the alleged victim took the stand, and he's the star witness in this case. What did he have to say?
Well, this was, and it may remain, the prosecution's strongest moment. The alleged victim talked about how all of his memories came flooding back to him about 3 years ago and how it made him sick to his stomach. He had convulsions. He got a stress rash all over his body from the memories. It basically had a breakdown. And in court today, he was very emotional. He was clearly angry when he pointed at Shanley and he glared at Shanley when he identified him. At other times, he was fighting tears and really choking up as he described how he was forced into oral sex in the church bathroom and he was digitally raped in the church's confessional and how the abuse went on and on for years and how he was always told not to tell anyone because no one would believe him. He was a compelling witness. You remember that there were three others complaining witnesses, alleged victims in this case. They were dropped essentially because they had weaknesses in their stories. So there's everything riding on this witness and how he comes across as either credible or not. As one attorney put it to me today, he is the whole case. There's no case if this witness isn't convincing.
Yesterday, the defense attorney promised to show weaknesses in this man's story, inconsistencies in his story. Did he get a chance to do that today?
Yes, and very aggressively so. He pounded the victim with sometimes sarcastic questions about his memories coming and going, about how he seems to be able to remember sometimes what he forgets at other times, and all the while he was suggesting that the victim in this case kind of formed his memories to comport with the memories of his good friends who also claimed to be abused by Paul Shanley and who were suing the church for money. In fact, the victim in this case, the alleged victim, did get in on that suit and got $500,000 settlement. But I got to say, it got really testy today between the alleged victim and Shanley's attorney. With the alleged victim, at times he was firing questions back at the lawyer or objections, things like, I don't know that, I'm not a doctor, or don't keep asking me the same question seven times. And it was really a striking contrast from the picture that the prosecutors first painted of this meek, frightened little boy who was helpless against this imposing authority figure who was the popular parish priest. Here today, decades later, was this alleged victim who was a big, bulky guy, a former Air Force police officer who was totally defiant, standing up to the lawyers for Shanley. And Shanley was kind of the vulnerable one, who was this frail, shaky old man who's facing the real prospect of prison.
Well, beyond the alleged victim, who else is expected to take the stand?
It's unlikely we're going to hear from Shanley. That could easily open it up for prosecutors to talk about all the other allegations against him, and defense attorneys don't want to do that, so they'll probably not call him. There'll be dueling experts on this question of recovered memories and whether that is a credible science. There'll be Sunday school teachers who will testify as to whether they ever saw kids taken out of a class. Interesting, there have been a couple who have said they have not seen kids taken out of class and never saw Shanley alone with a child. So it shows again in these cases of sexual abuse, especially old allegations, how it really comes down to he said, and there's really not a lot of other evidence.
Thank you, Tovia.
Thank you.
NPR's Tovia Smith in Cambridge, Massachusetts.